up to them left taflam and vovam and beis. Chovitz kdeire. So Rashi says chovitz kdeire mean machol kofui. It's a hardened type of machol. Paglivata machol kemoi cholov shechovtzu bekeva. The same thing, cholov you put into a keva also gets hardened. Kach oisin machol kofi bekdeira. So you make also a machol kofi bekdeira. And the ingredients are lakame meforishlo, kimcha, viduvsha, umishcha. That the ingredients are flour, honey, and oil. Bekorile afrushti. Now, chovitz kdeire, vechein daiso. Daiso, Rashi says, the wheat ingredient is not flour. Shelchitim ksushois pemachteshes. This is chitim which are ground, and this is also a type of a machol. So there's a machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Kahane. Rav Yehuda omar shahakel niyo bedvorim. You make a shahakel. Rav Kahana Omar Boire Mine Mizoinis. So the Gemara says like this: Bidaiso Greido, Bidaiso alone, Kulal Maloi Pligi de Boire Mine Mizoinis. That's no Shaila. A machel that the main component of the machel is wheat, ground wheat. So you make a Boire Mine Mizoinis. Ki Pligi Bidaiso Kein Chovitz Gedeiro. That daiso that is similar to chovitz kdeira in the sense that roiv of the machol is dvash. So what broche is made on this concoction? Rabbi Yehuda Omar shahakel sovar duvsho iker. The iker is the dvash. So therefore you make a shahakel by all mixtures the klal is mevolchin al ha'iker or peiter asatfeile. So Rav Yehuda holds in this machol the iker is the dvash. Rav Kahana Omar boire mine mezoines sovar smido iker. The flour is the iker. The Mrei Mesodis says the machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Kahane is the purpose of the flour is to be matim the dvash, that it should be easier to eat. That means usually there are three purposes that one puts flour into a machol. One purpose is lemezin, for mezoinis, it should make zat. Another purpose is lahatim es hamachol. One wants the taste of the chameshes aminim. And the third case is ledavek, that he really doesn't want the machol, but the kemach has a koyach to attach together the other minim. These are three cases where one puts kemach into a tafshel. So the Mrei Mesodis says over here, the kemach or the chitim were not put in lemisetzoid, because then azicha would be the ikar. No, it was put in to be matim the dvash. That means the dover that's moishech is the dvash. And that's the svore of Rabbi Yehuda, duvshe ikar. That means he wants something sweet. He has a craving for a sweet machel. But the kemach or the chitim are matim the dvash, that it should be more edible. So the shaila is, which becomes an ikel? So we hear a machlokes, Rav Yehuda and Rav Kahane. Omer Rav Yosef, kevosei de Rav Kahane mistavre. Well, the halacha is mistavre like Rav Kahane, because the Rav Shmuel, the Omri Tovayu, kol sheyesh boi mechameshes haminim, mevolchen olav boire minim ezenis. Rav Shmuel said, if you had a mixture, and in the mixture, kol sheyesh boi mechameshes haminim, and in the mixture, there's a taruvus of chameshes haminim, even though roiv of the mixture is not chameshes haminim, mevorchen olav boi reminim ezoinis. So the Mrei Mesod explains that Rav Yosef said, Kevosi Rav Kana Mistavra. That means one could say Rav Shmuel are speaking about when the Chameshes Haminim were put in L'Shem Mozoin. Then one makes a Beire Minim Ezoinis. But if it was put in Lahatim Es Hamachu, perhaps then one does not make a Beire Minim Ezoinis if Roiv of the Taruvis is not Chameshes Haminim. But he says, from the Loshen of Rav Shmuel, they said, Kol sheyesh by mechameshus aminim. That means they come to include all cases where the chameshus aminim is used, either lisoid or lahatim, mevochen olav by reminim ezaynis. Rashi, daisa shochitim ksushes b'machteshes, daisa kein chovitz k'teire, lekama meforish lo. Chiti de metavri ba'ashise, speaking about chitim which are ground, v'yovu bo duvshe, v'ovidlu b'kteira, smide isoilas. Let us see Tosfos. Kol sheyesh boi mechameshes haminim, v'volchen olov boi reimine mezainis. This is the memre of Rav Shmuel. V'chein klairich b'las, she'oisen mikemach umayim, so Taisis speaks about another machul. You have to know what Taisis is moisif. What is this klairich different than the chovetz k'deira that we have over here? But al kaponim, Taisis says this machul, even though roiv of the machul is not mechameshus aminim, you make a beir aminim mezaynis. V'chein. Shenaisnim kemach l'soich poilin ay l'soich adashim ay kreishin krishin v'chein l'soich shkeidim sh'oisin l'choyle. If a person has a machel, and you say the machel, it's not only a liquid, it's a machel of vegetables or fruits, and one puts in kemach into the machel, im oisin oisai k'dei sh'yisayt halayf, if the purpose of the one is adding kemach is kedei sheyisei dalev, that it should be filling. Os tzorich levorich boire mine mezaynis. Then one has to make a boire mine mezaynis, because that was the chiddush of Rav Shmuel. Kol sheyesh boi, if the ingredients is chameshes aminim, and the chameshes aminim were put for the mile of chameshes aminim, so one makes, so the ikir of the tavshel is the chameshes mini dogen, and one makes a beire mini mezoines. Vim ledavek balme, but if the purpose of adding the kemach is only that the food should become attached one to the other, but one does not really want the tam of chameshes aminim, or the mozain of chameshes aminim, and one doesn't have to make a boire mine mezaynis. Rabbi Keveger has a taina on Tosfos. The lashon of Tosfos is very unclear. That means if it's there ledaviks, Rabbi Keveger and Gilin Hashas is lishne kaitu madenokto ein tzorich levorich. Not one does not have to make. Ha'af eini rashoy levorich boire mine mezaynis. He's not permitted to make boire mine mezaynis. Tavik mevorech al shkeidim boire mine mezaynis, tavik brocha levatole. This is a brocha levatole if the roiv of the machel is the shkeidim, and the whole purpose of adding flour is only ledavik, so it's a toffel in the machel, so not one doesn't have to make boire mine mezaynis, one is not permitted to make a boire mine mezaynis. That's one ha'or Rabbi Kevegi has on Taisus. So Taisus said, if it's put there ledavek, one should make a lechayre in tzora that ain't a yochel of oich b'yom. He says, one should make a b'yre priyates. V'toiv lahachmir ulegomoy v'soy chasude la'acha birchas amoitzi u'potor mimonavshach. Then Taisus says, so lechayre, I said, if it's put there ledavik, one should make a boire mine mezaynis. Then Taisus says, and one should not make a, if it's put ledavik, one should make a boire priyates. Then Taisus says, v'toiv lahachmer ulegomoy v'soy chasude. Would be preferable that one should eat this machol v'soy chasude, la'acha birches hamoitzi, u'potor mimonavshach. What is the toiv lahachmer? If it's ledavek, so what's the toiv lahachmir? So the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Ches wants to say, because it's very hard to figure out if the purpose of the kemach is only ledavek, or if a person enjoys the kemach also because it's soit. It's very hard. The Rebbetzin says it's ledavek, but it could be there's a purpose of soit also by adding the kemach. So memela, so then if that would be the case, so one has to make a beirah mina mezainis. But maybe it's not that way. So we have a suffix. Should we make a beirah priyei? Should we make a beirah mina mezainis? So Taisa says, so preferable would be to avoid these shailas. So one should eat it b'sei chasude. La'acha birchas ha'moitzi, you pot on iman of shech. So if he eats it in the sude, so a filo there's a tzad. That one has to make a beirah mina mezainis, will say that the kemach was also added to the machal l'shem misitzoid, but so there'll be potter, else the birchas hapas will potter this machal of shkedim. Rabbi Keveger has another kash on this toisvis. Koshali, hoshkedim teichasude ton broche v'tzorchin. He says, what did you accomplish by eating it pesei chasude? If we will assume that the kemach is only there ledavek, so the brach is b'yre priyeitz, a person eats a fruit in the middle of the sude, so one makes a b'yre priyeitz, it's not dvorim ha'boim b'soy chasude machmas hasude. So b'meile, if a person eats a fruit, one has to make a b'yre priyeitz, so what did you accomplish? What did you accomplish by eating it b'sei chasude? You still didn't solve your shaila. Maybe one has to make a b'yre priyeitz, so the pas won't patter it. That's Rabbi Keveger's kasha. The Mishnah Berurah wants to answer this kasha. He says, this machol of shkedim sha'oisin l'choyle. So we are speaking about a diet of a choyle. So Mishnah Berurah wants to say, so since we're speaking about a choyle, mestomet, this was the suda that he ate. So he was keveya d'achila an peiris. This was the suda. So memeil of you, keveya suda an peiris, then you don't have to make a beire priyoitz. Others ask, I mean, he could be sick, but could be, he's eating this l'shem refue, but could be there's other macholim also in the suda. Why is it muchach that the whole suda is only the kviya on this machol? Rav Moshe Zechayin of Rocha wants to say in Rabbi Keveger's Kashe, this wasn't Stamazai Shkedim. You see, it was a ganze mishmashto. You had to be medavik, you put in kemach, it was a whole machel. So it was a tavshil, it wasn't Stamazai Aperi. It was like a person makes a tzimis, and that there's different ingredients as meat and other things. And this was, the kemach was put together, ledavik as a machal, but it was a whole machal, it was a tavshil, it wasn't like a pri. This was a suda, dvorim, that a boim b'seich a suda, so therefore you don't make a boire priyoitz. That's what, and therefore if it's, you ate pas, so you won't have to make a boire priyoitz. That's what Ramesh wants to say. It could be, perhaps a third kasha, there's a very modern diak what Taisva says. The toiv lahachmer legomoy to eat it b'soy chasude, la'achel birchas hamoitzi. Why does Taisva say la'achel birchas hamoitzi? I mean, b'soy chasude, versteht sich, first you make a moitzi, la'achel birchas hamoitzi. It's very modern what Taisva is saying. Could be Taisva means the halacha is if a person eats a fruit, b'soy chasude, and he eats pas in front of it, the Shita Satur is, he starts off with pas, then he eats the fruit, so he doesn't have to make a brocha on the fruit. He eats pas together with the fruit. So it could be that's what Taisus means. La'acha bircha samoitzi, that means, what's la'acha bircha samoitzi? After he made the moitzi, he had a piece of pas, right afterwards, have that. So it could be it's considered like he's eating this with pas, so then, even though it's a peiri, the pas will pater the peiri. Could be this is pshat, in Taisus. Or we have a problem, like Rabbi Keveger asks, L'chayre, we didn't accomplish anything. The Taz asks Akasha, L'chayre, there's another Eitzah. If you don't know what bracha to make, so make a shahakel. That's the Taz's Kasha. And the Taz says, Teretz, you get away with a bracha rishayne, but what's going to be with your bracha achayne? Do you make an alamichya, or do you make a beren afashes? So Mela, that's why Taisus said this Eitzah. Agavuch the Morgan Avram says that when you have shilas, it's preferable to put it b'say chasude. And b'chal the kasha of the taz is a shtikul modne kasha, that means I zichel know that the brach is either b'ayre priya eitz or b'ayre mina mezoinis, and I'm going to make a shahakel. L'chayre could be that zichel not a lachatchil the case. This is zichel not the right brach to do. I'll get away with it, but this is zichel not the right brach, so it's zichel preferable. Taisvus eitz, either b'say chasude, if somehow the suda will solve the problem. Let us go further. Gufe. Rav Shmuel da Omri Tavayu kol sheyesh boi mechameshes haminim mevochen olav boire minim mezaynis. This is the memra of Rav Shmuel. If we have a tavshul, and in the tavshul there is a taruvis of chameshes haminim, so one makes a boire minim mezaynis, even though the roiv is not chameshes haminim. This becomes the ikir of the tavshul. Ve'itmer nami, Rav Shmuel da Omre Tavai, another memre. Kol shehu mechameshes aminim, if the iker tavshul is made out of chameshes aminim, mevolchen olav boire minim mezoinis. You make boire minim mezoinis. So Rav Shmuel told us two halachas. If there's, you're adding chameshes aminim, you make boire minim mezoinis, and if the whole machal is chameshes aminim, you make boire minim mezoinis. And so why do we need these two members? Utzricha. The Iash Me'inon Kol Shehu. If they would only have said the second member, that you have a Tavshul, which is in Yesod Chameshus Aminim, Hava Aminim Mishum the Isa Be'einai, because the Iker Tavshul is Chameshus Aminim, then you make a Ber Aminim Zainis. Avola Yidei Taruvis. If you have a Taruvis, in Roiv of the Taruvis is not Chameshus Aminim, Loi. I would think then you do not make a boire minim mezoinis. Kamash melon kol sheyesh boy. That every tavshul that there is in the tavshul, chameshes haminim, you make a boire minim mezoinis. V'yash minim kol sheyesh boy. So let him tell us this memory that kol sheyesh boy. Hav haminim kol sheyesh boy chameshes haminim. That is, if you have a taruvis of chameshes haminim, and even though the taruvis, the amount of kemach is a miut, you still make a boire minim mezoinis. But so I could be medayik from this avol oiris doichin. Let's say for practical purposes, oiris is rice and doichin is millet. So if you have a tavshul, that roiv of the tavshul is not the miut is rice or millet, light, then you don't make a boire minim mezoinis. Mishum da yedei taruvis, because since roiv is not rice or millet, so even though in your sight you make on rice and millet boire minim mezoinis, but if it's a miut of the taruvis, then you make the brocha on what the roiv of the taruvis is. This mile of chameshes haminim oires v'doichen doesn't have that even it's a miut. The machal is nigra bosa chameshes haminim oires v'doichen. You make a mezoinis could be, but not when they're a miut of the tavshul. Avol ise beine. But what if I'll have a pure tavshul of oires or doichen? So then, neima I could think afilo oires v'doichen nami mevolchen ala boire minim mezoinis. Then I could think that on Eures V'deichen you also make a Beire Minim Mezoinis, because these two Minim are amazing. Kamash Melon, so that is the second Memre of Rav Shmuel. That Kol Shehu Mechameshes Aminim, Hu Demevochen Olav Beire Minim Mezoinis. Only when do you make a Beire Minim Mezoinis? Only when the Tavshel is Mechameshes Aminim. Lafuki oires v'doichen, da afilu isa beine, even though you have a pure tavshul of rice or millet, leime vochinen boirei minei mezoinis. You did not make a boirei minei mezoinis. So these are the two chedushim of Rav Shmuel, that on oires v'doichen you never make a mezoinis, and on chameshes haminim you make a mezoinis even though it's a miut of the tavshul. Let us see Rashi. Kamash melon kol shehu, the av agav de kulu michad mina, beinen de lahevi mechameshes haminim. In order to make a mezoinis, has to be chameshes haminim. Ve loy, loy mabochinen, loy boire mina mezoinis. Oires, mil, doichen, pan. So Rashi learns, oires is millet, and doichen is buckwheat. That's Rashi shite. And let us see Taisus, the third Taisus. Rashi Perish Oiris Mil, V'yesh Mefolshim Raisu, it's rice. Olai Perish, if you say Oiris is rice, Yesh Leforish, the Doichen Haini Mil, that Doichen is Mil. Let us go further in the Sugya. So the Gemara asks, Oires v'doichen le'mavachinem boire binem izaynis. So comes out, Rav Shmuel are telling us that oires v'doichen, one does not make a boire binem izaynis. For Hasanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Evi yulefonov, pas oires upas doichen. What if they bring to a person a bread that was made out of rice flour? Or made out of millet flour. It's a pas, but it's a bread. Mevorech olav tchila v'soif kemaisei kedere. So we learned from the Baraisim that one makes a broche. One should not think, since this is bread, one makes a moitzi in birchas hamose. No. Since this bread is not made from the chameshes aminim, Mevorech olav tchila v'soiv kemaisik deire. You make the same broche that you make on maisik deire. You don't make birchas alechem and birchas hamozin. You make the broche that you make on maisik deire. Now, what does maisik deire mean? Maisik deire means a type of a cereal. V'gabi maisik deire tanya. B'tchila mevorech olav boire mine mezoines. So memele, so you see an often a bereise that pas oires one makes boire minim mezaynis. You do not need chameshes aminim in order to make boire minim mezaynis. So it's a kash and rav and shmul. So the Gemara answers no. The bereise means to say as follows: kemaise kedere, v'loy kemaise kedere. The Tana wanted to tell you that even though it's bread, so the Iker Chiddush is, but it does not have the Hilchus Brachos of bread. The Hilchus Brachos of bread is Hamayitzin and Birchas Hamozei. This does not have Hilchus bread. It has Hilchus Maisei Kedere, which you make a Bracha Milafonov or a Bracha Milachav. Aber Veloike Maisei Kedere. But it is not exactly like Maisei Kedere. Now what? It has, it's similar to Maisik Deira that you make a broch in the beginning and the end. For like Maisik Deira, the Ilu be Maisik Deira, betchila boire mine mezainais, ole be soif brocha achas meyen gimel, that is the halacha by Maisik Deira, the Ilu hocha betchila mevoich olav shahakol nia bedvoroi, ole be soif boire nefoshis rabois vechaschoinan al koma shebora. So l'chayre, it is very modne, if the Tana wanted to tell us that you make a broche, you make a shahakal and a boire in the foshe, so why did he have to say a moshul of kemaise kedere? Let him tell us, you make like kemaise kedere, let him tell you, make a shahakal and a boire in the foshe. Mustafa again at Pisazoi. So the Shlema Mishnasi explains, we'll have later in the sugya, there's a Shidra Kibetzis later that says, that the boirei nefoshes by roiv minim was a reshus. It was not a chiyuv. The boirei nefoshes of bosor, beim, we'll have in the soif keitzim of orchim, others made this broche, others didn't make this broche. It wasn't a broche chiyuvis. So here, this is the Tana wants to tell us. The Tana wants to tell us that these broches, the broche you make and pass, is like the broch of Maisik Deire. So the similarity is you have two broches. Mevorech tchila v'soif ke Maisik Deire. It's not a psazoy arishus. But the nusach is not the nusach of Maisik Deire. The nusach is the nusach that oires is mechayiv. Oires is mechayiv ha-shakel b'tchila and ha-beir nefosh is l'b'soif. Let us see Rashi. Ke Maisik Deire. So the Gemara held in the Avni, Broche Shemevolchin al Maisik Deire Shol Chameshes Aminim. Broche Achas Miyen Gimu Bishilei Pirkin Meforish Lo Al Amichya.
The oire is lav meisik deire. The kamavkus say mechal meisik. This is Gemara further. This goes on to Gemara further. Agav ulche, I mean, according to the havamine of the Gemara, that the Gemara and those that krieg sich with Rav Shmuel, we see that one would make me'ein sholosh on oires, even though it's not mechameshes haminim. So it would seem that the two God mentions that there's two milas we have the bracha me'ein sholosh is said on the shivas haminim, gefen, rima, in teine, and in the shivas haminim are the chameshes minei dogam, chita sa'ira. So the Torah Simin Reish Ches says as follows, that in the Shivas, there's a maila of Shivas Aminim, that is Shvach Eretz Yisrael, Perish Nishtabcha Bem Eretz Yisrael. So, Gabi, this Nekude, Chite is similar to Tmorim. They're both the same. It's Perish Nishtabcha Bem Eretz Yisrael. But then, Chameshes Aminim have another maila. That since this is a mean that one makes pass, and this is chiyus ha'odom, the person, what is the Lashon HaTur? Shein chshuvim, chameshes min edogim, shein chshuvim, shenishtabach bem eretz Yisrael, v'oid yesh lehem mailo, ki aleihem yichye ha'odom. That the chameshes aminid, chameshes aminid dogon, which is oimid to make pass, is aleihem yichye ha'odom. So therefore, there's a special yisrein in chameshes aminim over the shivas aminim. Therefore, we have such a svore that kol sheyesh boi mechameshes aminim if yeva taruvis, and even a minute chelik of the taruvis is chameshes aminim, but chameshes aminim is choshev. It's a yoda yichya ha'odom. So the chameshes aminim have, besides this maila of the perish nishtabcha b'am eretz Yisrael, it has a maila shal yodom yichya ha'odom. It has such, it's amazing. It has this maila also. So it would seem this was the shakl of Atai in the Gemara. Rav Shmuel held that Me'ein Sholosh is only said on the Chameshes Aminim, which the Chameshes Aminim have these two milas. It's Perish Nishtabcha Bem Eretz Yisrael, and it's also Michya. Then you say, Abroche Me'ein Sholosh. The Gemara that was Mefalpo with Rav Shmuel, and the Gemara wants to bring a Rai that an Oiris V'doichin, you also make Ala Michya. So it seems they held that in order to make alamichi, it doesn't have to be from the perish nishtabcha b'meretz Yisrael. If this is michya, if this is mezin, so one can make me'ein sholosh. That is l'chayre the pilpul in the Gemara. So that means, Eistis, that there are two milas that make, that one can make me'ein sholosh. Either Perish Nishtabcha b'meretz Yisrael, or Michya. That is the svore of the Chilkim and Rav Shmuel. Zog the Gemara weiter. So the vow we are holding, that Rav Shmuel says, that on Oiris V'doichen, you do not make a Boire Mine Mezainis. So because it doesn't have a loch of Maisik Deire. Oh, let's see Tosfos. Boirei nefoshes rabois v'ches roinom. So Tosfos says pshat in the broche. Boirei nefoshes rabois. The Rebbeinu Shalom created many nefoshes. V'ches roinom in the things that they need, that they're chosel without. K'moi lechem o'mayim, she efshel b'loihem. So the Rebbeinu Shalom created the Foshes Rabbis and the things what they need for their existence, he also created. That's Lechem U'mayim. Va'al kol ma sheboro lahachis b'm nefesh kol chay. And now we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom
for all the other things that the Rebbein Shalom created lahachies bem nefesh kolchoi kloima. Al kol ma sheboilom shegam im loy borom yechoy lomayom lichies beloyim. There are many other things in the world which we could live without. Shaloi borom ki'im lehis aneg ba'alme. K'moy tapuchim achiyotzi be. So really it comes out that the second half of the broche is the shvach that we are making the Beirei Nefoshes on. This is the first half of the broche. Beirei Nefoshes rabbeis v'cheschoinam. Is tamazoya shvach to the Rebbein Shalom, that the Rebbein Shalom created the dvorim hanechsorim for the nefoshes chabes, which is lechem omayim. And I'm eating an apple now. Abor medav danke the Rebbein Shalom for creating the necessities which are essential to live, which is impossible to live without them. But now, but I'm saying, but besides that, now I'm giving the shvach al koma shebor lachis bem nefesh kol choy. This is showing. This is shein amachaye. This says. This is shein the tanugi olam hazeh. That's what I'm making a broche. Ubi Yerushalmi chayit umasayim baruchay olamim. And that we make and the siyim a broche is baruchay olamim on the bestom on the hachiyis chelik. Beis Yosef says this that the psiche is on the tzdalchasin and the chsim is on the baruchay olamim. Ubi Yerushalmi baruch ato Hashem. Chei ho'eilomim. Yeah, let us go further. Ba'oires lav ma'ise kedeirehu. So now the Gemara asks, is oires not a ma'ise kedeire? Ba'sanye, eilu hein ma'ise kedeire. We learned what is considered ma'ise kedeire. Hilke, Targis, Zoris, V'Arson, V'Oires. These are Maise Kedeira. Let us see what Rashi says. V'Oires lav Maise Kedeira, the Kamav Kislei Michlal Maise Kedeira LeBroch. Rashi says it doesn't fall into the category of Maise Kedeira. Eloin Maise Kedeira L'Nyim Broch. Hilke, Targis, Zoris, V'Arson, L'Forshul B'Moyit Kotten. Hilke, Chiti de metavri ba'asise chitim, which you break ba'asise in a keli that breaks the chitim chodol etarti. It's broken into two halokim. It's divided. Targis chodol etlas zoris chodol arbe arson chodol chomesh and oires. Now that what we are speaking about a different oifanim how to divide the chitim. The Indian is because the halacha is if a person will cook a chita shleima, one will make a bayre pri adoma. A chita is a pri adoma, and a cooked chita one also makes a pri adoma. There is a process, a cooking process, that the chita transfers from a pri adoma to a mine mozing. That is a process. This process comes about through cooking in a certain oifen that in the simen, that the process was neskayim, that it is cooked so much that the chitim becomes dabek zebozeh. They get attached one to the other. Then it becomes mozein. That means, and they only get attached normally if you split the chita. If you split the chita, so then the mashke is the koyach to enter the chita and to cook it from the inside, and then it becomes mozain ayyidei bishul zeh. This is how it becomes mozain. If you have a chita that is not mizdavek, so memele, then l'chayri should make a boirei pri adoma. That is a chita that one makes a boirei pri adoma. Chamayish zechayin l'boch has a whole tshuva on puffed wheat and sugar crisps that l'chayri says one should make a boirei pri adoma and a boirei nefoshes. If you make a mozain, beir mina mezainis, perhaps you could also be yitzel at other cheshbainis. About kaponim, but one of his cheshbainis are because the process that they make sugar crisps or puffed wheat is not medavik techitim zebozeh. So pshat is, so it's a pri adoma. It's a pri adoma that does not have the koyach hamozain. These separations, this here we're splitting the chita, This makes it ma'isik kideira, that it becomes softer and mizdabik, and this makes it muslim. Eilu hein ma'isik kideira, and we say, we divide it between the 2 to 5 chalokim. Va'iris, and iris is also ma'isik kideira. So you see, klo, that iris, one makes a beira minim zainis, that's right, this falls into the category of ma'isik kideira. So the Gemara says, so Rav Shmuel answered, this is no kasha, Hamani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. This b'raisa goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the sanye, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri oima, oiriz min dogon hu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that oiriz is a min dogon. V'chayovin al chimutzei kores. It can become chometz. V'odem yoitze b'dechei vosei b'pesach. And it's called lechem, it's called pas. V'kelp, it's b'minei dogon, yechayiv b'chale. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, oiriz is a min dogon. So all halachas that apply for oiriz apply by dogon apply for oiriz also. So v'ashteitzach, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if you'll make a cereal with oiriz, v'ashteitzach, you make a boira min mezainis, because it's a min dogon. You don't even have to split it. It could be the oiriz. That's why it says by the others, it says you have to split it. Here, could be, you don't even have to split it. It could become mizdavik or becomes mozen on that. Al kolponim. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Avo rabbonon loy. But according to the rabbonon that they hold, it's not a min dogon. So if it's not a min dogon, so it's not maisik deir either. So you don't make a beir min mizaynis on it. To make a beir priyadoma. So the Gemara says, "V'rabon onloi." Let's see how true this is. V'asanye, we learned in the Baraisa as follows: Hakoyseis es achita. A person chews achita, mevorach aleh beir priyadoma. He make a beir priyadoma. We mentioned this halacha before. Achita make a beir priyadoma. Tochna ofa ubishlo. What if he took this chite and he ground it, he made flour? Ofa, and he baked a bread out of this chite. So now we have lechem. Ubishlo, but he cooked it. That means he took the bread and he cooked it. So now the shaila is the bishul mafkiya the shame lechem. So the Baraisa tells us guidelines as follows. Bizman sha prusais kayomais. If the prusas are kayomais, what this means is a machlekes harishayinim. But let's not get into that at the present time. So bizman sha prusais kayomais bitchile mevoich ole hamaitzi lechem in oretz. If it's prusas kayomais, so the shame lechem wasn't nifkam. So it's still considered lechem. So one makes because the shame lechem wasn't nifka since prusas kayomis. Imeina prusas kayomis betchila mevorach ala boire mine mezainais ula besaif mevorach ala brocha achas meyen gimel. If ein prusas kayomis, so the bishul affected the lechem that it becomes ois lechem. So now it has a halacha of minei mozein, a maise kedere. So then there's a different halacha. So one makes a beira minei mozein is betchile, and a broch aches mein gimel upsayf. That's the first half of the barais. Hakoises as ha'oiris. Now the barais speaks about oiris. If a person chews rice, mevoch ala beira pri adome. Tochnoi. Ofoi ubishloi. What if he made pas out of this rice? Ubishloi, he cooked it. Afal pi shapusis kayomis. So, if it would have a shame pas, one should make a moitzi. But no, afal pi shapusis kayomis, betchilam avoichal of boire mine mezoines, ala besayf avoichal of brocha achas me ein sholish. So we see from this baraisa, that oiriz, even though he made a pas, in the bishul was not mafkia the shame pas, one does not make a moitzi, one makes beir min mezainis. So money, who does this braisa go according to? Ilaim Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if it's going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, like you said, the last braisa is going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but here it won't work. The Omer oiriz min dogon hu, so if it's a min dogon, hamoitzi lach min haoretz v'shalish brochis boi bruchi. So then one should bench on it. It's pas. So you can't tell me it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Noi. El olav rabbonani. So you have to say it's going according to Rabbonon. Ut yuvte de rav ushmul tyuvte. So rav ushmul's opkefrek. Here we see klor. I feel according to the Rabbonon. And oires you make a boire mine mezainis. Let us see Rashi. Hochis na rabbono loy ve rabbono loy ve sain ve gesin ve hirsim hirsim malachis deilus a kaisis kemay shehi ofo bishlo la acha she ofo betano ve aso lechem chozar u bishlo bemayim she ha prusa is kayomois she loy nimuchu bibishulam. So Rashi learns a translation of prusa is kayomois means that it's a tzanitza gangin. That's how Rashi learns pshat. Let us see Taisvis a minute. Taisvis says, "Ima prusis kayomis, yesh meforshim dahainuk shehalechem einay shori b'mayim kolkach, shem yikach aprusa shelo yishover." That sevetzach halten. Now the Magen Avraham says, we'll get smarter tomorrow, Yitz Hashem. But the Magen Avraham says that Rashi in Taisvis is also Lishitosom. According to Rashi, in order for it not to make a Moitzi, it has to lose the Toyalechem. It has to lose the Toyalechem. So Rashi holds, Kozman, it's not Nimuach, it has a Toyalechem, so one makes a Moitzi. If the bishul accomplished that, it's nimuach, so it lost the toyalechem. Tais v'shita weiter is that every bishul makes ois toyalechem. Afal pikein, if there's a kizayis left, one still makes a moitzi. We'll see the lomdes hofenslich tomorrow. So according to Taisvis, so the ikka criteria is a kizayis. So maprusis kayomis means, but it has to be a kizayis shemikach aprusis lo yishover. That means that the kezayis has to be able to hold itself. Then that's considered you have a kezayis of pas. If you'll pick it up and it'll break, even though it's not nimuach. But if you don't have a kezayis that can hold by itself, so that's called you don't have a kezayis. So therefore, you cannot make a moitzi. Brocha achas mein gimel, ala michya v'ala kolkola. Obishili pilke mefoshlo the whole nusach. Alo rab rabonani, uktoni, boire mine mezoines, uti yufte de rab shmu. Taisvis, ti yufte de rab ushmu boires. By oires, rab shmu is opgefragt. Because here we see klar, by oires, you make a boire mine mezoines. Avol adoichin, we have it yufte. Efshida vehilchisi kivosayu, lema vachinen alei boire mine mezoines. Heistis, That what they held that doichen, you don't make a boire mine mezainis, we don't see fakert. And the Rabbeinu Yoina mentions a svore, we see Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri held that oires min dogonu. That means Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We don't know like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but we see Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri differentiated between oires and doichen. He held oires min dogon. Doichen is not min dogon. So, Afilu, we don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Abal Kaponim, that what we see from the Beraise, that Oires you make Boire Mine Mezoinis, could be because Oires has a similarity to Dagon. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it's Mamish Min Dagon. So we hold it's Mazen Al Kaponim, see, one makes a Mezoinis. But Doichen, which we don't see that any Tana said that Doichen is the same like Oires, so they're not up Kiflex. So here we can hold like Rav, Ushmur. Hakoiseis chite tzorich levoich oleo boire pri adom. The Beraise said, if a person chooses a chite, one makes a boire pri adom. Sharei afilu bekimche de chite amrinu lael mevochen elei boire pri adom. We learned before in the Aflamet Vov Amid Aleph, that afilu kimche de chite, Rabbi Yudolz kimche de chite, you make a boire pri adom on the flower. Even though it was nishtane, b'milsei koi. Ule Rav Nachman loy svira loy hochi, Rav Nachman that holds by kimche dechite, you do not make a boire priyadome, mishum di ishtanu. because it changed. Yeah, so al koponim, but a brachit alone, everyone knows you make a bayre priyadam. But what now Taisa says a suffix, what is the bracha achroine of chita? Yesh le sapek, my mevolchim. Im mevolchim ala michya vi ala kalkolo. Umesayim al ho adomo al priyo adomo. Tloy ashkechon bilchas ala michya va ala kalkola ala heche de borich alayu bereishe koide machila beire mine mezoines. So that's the suffix. Lachayre, it's from chameishes mine dogon. So lachayre, it's chameishes mine dogon. One should make meyein sholosh. And Taisva says you should start off ala michya va ala kalkola. You should end with ala doma va pri adoma. That's the tzad. You should make such a broch. But then it's very modern. We don't find that one should make ala michya if the broch rishayna was not beire mine mezaynus. Rabbeinu tam higiya b'marzer shaloi al ho adoma v'al pri adoma. The Rabbeinu tam siddur was called a marzer. And he wrote down in his siddur, he printed a siddur, Mr. Thomas, and his siddur was printed that after chitim, one makes aladoma v'al pri adoma. V'choza aboy, lady et charote. In Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, it would seem that Rabbeinu Tam held that he dingzich with Taisus. Taisus wanted to start off with al hamichya v'al hakakol and al hadoma v'al pri adoma. Rabbeinu Tam, we mentioned before that by the Beirei Nefoshis Rabbis V'chesroinom Al Kol Ma'asheboro, that the first half of the broche speaks about Chasdei Hashem, that he created the Hitzdalchusim, even though I ate an apple. And the second half of the broche in the Chesime speaks about the Dvorim, which were created L'Shem Tainuk. So it seems Taisvis held that when one is eating dogon, it's minaroi that the first half of the bracha should speak about the potential of dogon. Ala michya v'ala kalkola. That means even though the way I ate it, I did not eat it in an oifen of michya v'kalkola, but I ate dogon which has a potential of michya v'kalkola. And the chsime is al adoma val pri adoma. The chsime is what I bepoyolate, which would be very similar to the beirei nefoshes. And the Rabbeinu Tam held no, that the whole brocha should go al adoma val pri adoma. But then v'chaza boy, later the Rabbeinu Tam et charot. Tlei ashkechon b'shum moke im hach brocha. We don't find that Chazal should bring down such a nusach. The lekamon meforesh. The Gemara daf mem dalet meforish brocha achas meyen gimu. The Gemara explains what's a brocha achas meyen gimu. The koma bachmeishes aminim aloretz vala michyo. That's the chsime. Val zayin aminim aloretz vala peiris. So it seems it took care of chameishes aminim and zayin aminim. Val adoma val pri adoma lo hiske. If we're saying the chameishes aminim is mechayev also, but even when it's not michyo, it's mechayev anusach al adoma va pri adoma. It would be very proper for the Gemara to tell us this nusach also. V'oit, and let's look at this beraisa we're learning now. The beraisa said as follows: Okay, so sachita mevorach al adoma pri adoma. We don't get kama hocha. Al akaisis sachita mevorach beir pri adoma. V'kama behedye tochnei va'ofay pas. Adimena prusis kayomes petzil mavorach boire mine mezoinis lovsoi broch achas meyen sholch. So it's very interesting. The Bereise started off by the broche rishayna of achite. Then the Bereise went to tochna va'ofo and it spoke about a broche rishayna nachroine by bishlo, by prusis kayomes and ein prusis kayomes. And by ein prusis kayomes we went to, by prusis kayomes it's sholish broches. Ein prusis kayomes it's brocha achas meyein sholish. umida loiktoni hochi gabi kaisis esachito, umaboich alacha broch achas mein sholoish. What if the alacha would be that there's a brocha achas mein sholoish by kaisis achito also, so the Tana would have said it. Shmami no, the bekaisis leke brocha laacha mein gimel. So when the Tana wanted to tell us that sometimes you make sholosh brachas, and sometimes you make brach achas mi'ein sholosh, you only had to speak about a pas, and prusas kayomis, but by chit alone, one never makes brach achas mi'ein sholosh. Ho de komar kol shohu min dogon, v'lo yaso pas. Now let us see, for 1 minute, let us see what Tosfos is speaking about. Let's turn the Amud. Starts in the middle of the first line. Oy min dogon v'loy osoy pas. You have here a min dogon, which was not pas. Is Rabban Gamliel oymer sholosh brachis? Rabban Gamliel says you bench. That means according to Gamliel you bench on cereal. V'chachamim oymrim brocha achas. You make brocha achas me'ein sholosh. This is the Gemara that Tais is going to be mefalpul now. In Taisus krank sich da bissel, it says, min dogon, Chachamim, you didn't make it pass, everything falls into this category. And the Chachamim say, brocha achas, you make a brocha achas mein sholosh. So l'chayre, it would seem from over here, that on every min dogon, you make a brocha achas mein sholosh. So that's what Taisus is going to speak about now. But how did come out? That's what the Gemara says later. Kol shehu min dogon, v'loy oso pas. Chachamim oimrim brocha achas meyen gimel. So Taisi says, no, that mayri davdinu kein daise. They're speaking about that it was daise, it was a cereal. Dechshiva oz achilosoi. If you make an achilach shuva of min dogon, then you make meyen sholosh. Aval kaisis es achita chai de loich shiva achilosa. You're not making achilach shuva of min dogon. You're not using the dogon in its choshev ematziv. Kol kach. Aval gavdim in chameshis aminim. Ein mevoich lachav brocha meyen sholosh. Elo bairin afoshis chavis. So it seems so, Tosfos shlugged up. You don't make meyen sholosh. We don't see such a nusach in Chazal. And Tosfos was bothered with this lashon kol shehu min dogon. So Tosfos says, no, min dogon means you make an achilach shuva of min dogon. If you don't make an achilach shuva of min dogon, we're not speaking about that. You don't make a beir nefashos. And you don't make main sholosh. You don't make a beir nefashos. Umiyu aymer hari sheyesh lesapek. No, it's shema chachomim kaililei bahi min dogon v'lo yaso pas. No, the Lashon bothered him. Kol shehu min dogon. The Chachamim say you make ein sholosh. This is a pshetel asai. You made a chilach shuva of a min dogon. Kol shehu min dogon, you make broch achas mein sholosh. Would seem all mini dog, you make broch achas mein sholosh. Fantic. So the Ri was mesupik. Let us see, there's a Rabbi Kiveger on this Ri. What does Rabbi Kiveger say? Ein lekamon memdalad omedalav. Even though he doesn't say v'tzorachi, and the Pnei Yeshua says ein memdalad omedalav, and he says v'tzorachi. Rabbi Kiveger asks a moiridike kasha on this Tosfos. Let us look for 1 minute on daf memdalad omedalav. Let us just see the Mishnah in the beginning of the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Ochal anovim uta'inim v'rimoinim, mevorech achreim sholosh brochais, divrei Rabban Gamliel, techachomim oimrim brocha achas mei'ein sholosh, v'yeit shiva saminim, shenishtabcha bem eretz Yisrael. So Rabban Gamliel says, you bench. And the chachomim say, you make a brocha achas mei'ein sholosh. Rabbi Kiva Imer, Afilo Ochal Shalak Vu Mezoinai, Afilo personally Shleikis, Yerokis. And that's his Mazin, Mavoich Olav Gimel Brochis. That's a three-way Machleikis in the Mishnah. Now let's go to the Gemara for a minute. My time at Ram Gamliel, what's the Svar of Ram Gamliel that you bench on Shiva Saminim? A person eats Tmorim, you bench, Anovim, you bench. Tachsiv, the Pasuk says Eretz, Chita, Sa'ira, Geffen, Verimain, the Gemara says Shvach Eretz, the Pasuk says Shvach Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Miskene, Shteichu, Bolechem, Achsiva, Achalta, Visavota, Obeirachta, Sashem, Olekecha. So Achalta, Visavota is going on the first Eretz, Eretz, Chita, Sa'ira, Geffen, Verimain, and if you eat Shvach Eretz Yisrael, Obeirachta, Sashem, Olekecha, the Zachir, Bichas, Hamos. Verabono, so what did the Rabbonon do? Eretz hifsika inyan. There's a second Eretz. Eretz ashalavi miskeinis teichu bo'lechem. So the Eveirachtas Hashem alekecha al ha'oretz is going on lechem, not on shivas aminim. Fine. Vrek de gemore v'rabim gamliel nami Eretz hifsika inyan. Fact the gemore, no, it's like right, Eretz hifsika inyan. Ahumi boy leile miute akaisis es achite. Yeah, that's true. That means if the pasuk says you need lechem, that means even though the first pasuk said eretz chita, so I would think if a person eats a chita, he also benches. So eretz hivsike inyan, no, you need lechem. Or the Shleima Mishnase says ma'ase kedere is also lechem. Hani bavli tavshoi the ochli nama benama. They used to eat cereal with bread. So we see that cereal is also called lechem. So al koponim Rabban Gamliel holds that the eretz shniya hivsik inyan to tell me that akoisis chita, you do not bench. You only bench on ma'ase kedere. But on akoisis chita, you do not bench. That's what it says in our Gemara. So now, let us go back to the Svara of Taisvis. Taisvis, let us look again, before we go back to Taisvis, let us look again on the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin Omed Beis. Oy hu min dogon. This Gemara is bothering Taisvis. It's bothering the conscience of the Ri. Oy hu min dogon. V'loy aso pas. It's min dogon v'loy aso pas. So Taisus says, Mindogon means all cases, Mindogon. Rabban Gamliel oimer, Shalosh Brachos. Chachamim oimerim Bracha Achas. So the Ri wants to say, Mindogon means Kail or Minidogon. Afilo Akaisus Chita. Fact, Rabbi Kiveger and the Pnei Yeshua, how could you say such a thing? How could you say they're speaking about a Chita? Rabban Gamliel says you bench. Oy hu Mindogon v'layaso pas. So what are we speaking about over here? Are we speaking about Maisa Kedere or are we speaking about Chita? If we're speaking about a Chita, Rabban Gamliel would never say a bench. That's the Gemara Daf Mem Dalet. So Akocha was speaking about a Maisa Kedere. So what did Taisa see in this Gemara? Taisa says, I dilma min God dogam kaili, it's kail afilu achita, afilu kaisis chita. How can you say such a thing? It can't be speaking about a kaisus chita. Because on this mean dog, Rabban Gamliel says you bench. So it has to be speaking about ma'ase kedere. That's Rabbi Kiveger's kasha and the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Perhaps we'll be able to say shtikul teret soon. About kaponim, let's go a little further. V'nochin lahachmer, so Taisa says, who wants to be machmer? She'ein lechel kloyeis, oichitim shlukeis, ele besei chasude. It's a shaila. Maybe one does make aladom of a priyadome. So what should one do? He should eat this besei chasude. She'oz birchas hamozim petrosa. Then the birchas hamozim will patre it. Im loy nismachu yofa, unless these chitim shlukeis were nismachu yofa, dave kemay daise, then it becomes mizdabik, or it's nismachu yofa, it also is mozim. Then you have no problem. Then you can make alamichya. Ubi Yerushalmi yei shegam amiroim ayu misupokim. The amiroim were also misupik. The komar hodin the ochel soilis, perish kloyes, mai mevorich besoife. What brocher, what noch brocher do you make on kloyes? Rab Yirmiya omar loy ochlis soilis minyoim. He never ate it because he never knew what noch brocher to make. So Taisa says, if the Sufik is, we're in good company. The Amoraim and the Yerushalmi also didn't know what Nach Brocha to make on Chitim. This Taisvis is very interesting. Taisvis had a suffix. Let us see the suffix of the Ri. The suffix is, we hear, first he want to say min dogon. We Taisvis first spoke about min dogon. B'chachomim ha'imim brocha achas me'en gimu, mayri davdinu ke'en daise. First, you want to say that, speaking about Kain Weiss, the Chshiva Oz Achilosoi. That's a Choshiva Achille. Avol HaKoises Es Achita Chai, Deloi Chshiva Achilosoi Kolkach. So, Avol Gabdi Min Chmeshus Aminim, Einem Bevoich Lacha Brocha Bein Sholish, Arabay Nefosh Yisrabis. Miyu Aima Hari, Shesh Losapek, maybe that's the Sofik in the Ri. So therefore he says that one should be machmer shein lecho kloyes achitim shlukes. So l'chayre it could be as follows, that be'emesin there are three madregis. There's achilach shuva of mine dogon, and that means if a person he made it ma'ase k'deire davdinen kein g'daise, that's achilach shuva that yizicha make. You make a main shalish. There's a kaisis asachita chai, the loich shiva achila. Say that's not a choshev achila. A raw chit is not a choshev achila of dogum. So that you don't make could be main shalish. That's Taisus spoke about two extremes. Now there's something in the middle. What's something in the middle? Achita shluka or the achita kluya. What if you took a chit? It's not raw. It's not daisa, it's roasted or cooked. This is better than raw, but it's not so good than it's not so good as daisa. That's achilah shuve. This is not achilah she'enach shuve, but it's not, it's in between. We have a third darge. It could be, this is a third darge. If we'll be medayik in Taisvis, Taisvis is mu'uyim dik over here. Taisvah said, after the whole suffix, look what Taisvah said. Taisvah started off, Taisvah made two extremes. Taisvah, chshive, that you make main sholosh. Taisvah sechita chai, a raw chita, the loy chshive, you don't make main sholosh. Then Taisvah says, efshar nit, so Taisvah firzais, v'nochin lahachme shein lechel, kloyais eichitim shlukais. Now Taisvah jumped. The chumra should be by kloyes achitim shlukais, not by chita chai, by kloyes achitim shlukais. And Taisus brought a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi was mesupik, silas perish kloyes. That means chai. Taisus all of a sudden was not mesupik, only by kloyes and shlukais. So it could be that what the Gemara says weiter daf mem dalod, according to Ram Gamliel, you don't bench on a kloyes chite. That's talking about achita chai. Achita chai, that it's not achilach shuva legamri. So memeile there, according to Ram Gamliel, you don't bench on that. That's for sure. Achita shluka, achita kluya, that's Taisvah Sofik. That Taisvah didn't know. Maybe here could be Ram Gamliel your bench. Maybe later chacham you make main shalish. Efshel nit. That's the Sofik of Taisvah. But Taisvah had a legitimate Sofik only by chit. If Taisus wants to say the Bereise is speaking about, if Taisus wants to say that the Bereise is speaking about kol mine dogon, it's including also not maise kedere. So Taisus only said it by chita kluya or chita shluka. Later, I found the Rosh Yosef says this in Taisus that the whole suffix al kaponim in this Taisus is only by chita shluka or kluya. Let us go further. Amama hakaisis es achite mevoich ole boire priyo adobo. The baraisa we had a kaisis achite, what makes a boire priyo adobo? Vahasanye boire mine zroim, loikasha ho rabbi huda vah rabono. This man we learned in the Mishnah, vah yirok eisoime boire priyo adobo, but that's what the Tanakam holds. Rabbi huda ime boire mine deshoim, he holds as a din, you have to make a special brocha on each min. So memele, so an chitim, since it's a min zera, you make beire min ezroi. Zogt Rashi, ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha diktani lechol, beire min ezroi, Rabbi Yehuda, diktani lechol min amin, mein bechosa, ikon mefosh lakamon bepirke. Alibay, hilkach li rokes, beire min edishoim, לחיתם דזרוינינו בעיר מן הזרוים, ולרבונן בין זרוים בין ירוקס בעיר פרי אדם, אבל הבינו לכל מין ומין מאין בחוסר. זאת גמור הביתה. עומא אמר, הקויסס אס האוירס מבורך עולוב בעיר פרי אדם, אז אגן דסברייס. תוכנוי ואופוי ובישלוי, אף על פי שהפוסס קיומס, והתחילו מבורך עולוב בעיר מין המזיינס, ולבסוף ברוך האחס מיין שולש. So we see, that was the Braisa before, the Braisa which we schlugged up Rav Shmuel. So we say, an oiris you make a beira min emezoinis, that's the upschlug. But it says, the brach achoin is brach achas meyein sholish. Vahasanya, frek the Gemara, we learned a different Braisa that says, lebesoy v'loy klum. We learned a Braisa that one does not make meyein sholish v'loy klum, one makes a beira nefoshis. Hatzi v'loy klum, Rashi says, kloy mein tomi birches peiris eretz Yisrael. V'loy klum. You don't mention Mechlal Eretz Yisrael. It's a Beir Nefoshes. So Al Kaponim, we have a stire between these two Beraises. What the Brocha Achoin of Eretz is. Omar Rav Sheishes Loikashe. Ho Rab Gamliel Vaho Rabonim. It's no Kashe. Rab Gamliel holds on rice, and that we'll see tomorrow, Yitz Hashem. That on rice you make, bochachas miyen gimel. That's this bereise. V'ho rabbonon, and the rabbonon hold that you make on rice a beir nefoshes. The sanya. Now we're going to go into the machloikis of Ram Gamliel Rabbon. We learned in the bereise as follows. Zeh haklal. Kol shuhu mishivis haminim. Ram Gamliel oimer, sholesh broches. You bench on shivis haminim. Eretz chitus oire. V'chom imoimim bochachas miyen sholesh. And now the Braise relates a Maise. Maise v'Rabim Gamliel v'Azkenim shoyim mesubim ba'aliyah b'yerichay ve'iviyu lifneyem koisveis. The menu was they were serving dates. V'ochlo. They ate. That was the menu. V'nosu Rabim Gamliel rishus l'Rabbi Kiva l'vorech. Rabim Gamliel was machabed Rabbi Kiva to bench. Bench. Kofatz ubirich habekive brocha achas meyein sholosh. So he was a traitor. He should have benched. He went and made a brocha achas meyein sholosh. Omar le Rabim Gamliel akive ad mosai ato machnis roishcha bein amachloikis. Was mischt sich da svan amachloikis? Was mischt sich da? Why are you partisan? Omar le Rabbeinu avo bishato im ekein, v'cherbech avirecho im rukein, oli matano Rabbeinu yochid v'rabim alochi kirab. So, there's a merdike goin in Shnoisa Leyo, the goin says, what did Rabim Gamliel want from Rabbi Kiva? He said, if he would ask, why do you know like me, Memele? He said, ad mose atamach machnis roishcho bein amachloikis. Vus mishtu zich in amachloikis. The whole time in Rabbi Kiva was, a mishtu zich in amachloikis. So what would be if he would say with the bench, "Bishtarichet in amachloikis"? I mean, he's like Rabim Gamliel. But the time is vos mishtu zich in amachloikis. So whatever he'll do, he's in amachloikis. He had to do something. So what's his time? So the goyin says as follows: the halacha is that if a person makes a boire priya adoma on a priya eitz, but the yevad yoyitz, because it's also a priya adoma, but the yevad yoyitz with a priya adoma on a priya eitz. What's the halacha if I don't know if this is a priya eitz or a priya adoma? So then l'chatchila one can make a priya adoma. Now Gavurcha, the Tur says this by Kafrisen. We learned yesterday is a machloikis. The Bahag holds you make a priya adoma. Taisis holds you make a priya eitz. So the Tur says, Mereisen Shvos Tetan by Kafrisen, you make a priya adoma because I feel it's a priya eitz. You eitz a bit yevad a priya adoma. Fine. That's halacha. So if you have a sofik, then l'chatchila you should make a priya adoma. We learned on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, if a person, by mistake, he benched after Tmorim, so he's Yaitzi. He said, Boch at Hashem Azonas HaKel, he benched after Tmorim. So he's Yaitzi, but the Yevad is Yaitzi, because Tmorim are amazing Zion, so Memele, but the Yevad is Yaitzi, Bichas Amozin, if he benched. He says, listen, there's a Machloikis over here. So you should have benched. You don't know how to paskin. So memele, if you benched, so you yaitz according to the chachom, but you have the yaitz, and you yaitz according to me. Now that you said me ain sholosh, and I yaitz according to me. I have to bench. I can't be yaitz mit main sholosh. I'm a chuyiv b'sholosh. I can't be yaitz mit main sholosh. So me nei ma ta mach nis reishcha ben amachloikis. That was the taina. Vosh mishta zich do. So he answered him, it's no shaila by me. If I'd be misupik, I would do like that. But I know the halacha. Yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. So b'meila, therefore, mishnech nisht. That's why I couldn't bench, because I know the halacha is not like you. Yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. Kofetz u'birich la'achrayim. Let us see Taisvis. Nosen Rabbi Gamliel Rishus l'Rabbi Kiva l'Borich. He was under the impression he thought he would bench Gimel Brachis. How could he be mechabit him to be meitzi them? The Iker Din Zimon is that one person is mevarich and he's meitzi the other two. That's the Din Zimon. By Peiris there's no Din Zimon. So there's no din zimun, so how could Rabbi Kiva be moitzi them? V'yishloima, v'am gamliyo yisova, shayim mevorech al kol zayin, meaning gimel bracha shleim. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Gamliel held he's gonna bench. So if there's a din of birchas hamozoin, then one is moitzi the other, then there's a din zimun. That we say mezamnan al peiris if the bracha achayin is bracha achas meyein sholosh, then each one makes his own bracha. But if the bracha achayin is bichas amozin, so then fashteitzich, then there's a din zimun. So Rabbi Gamliel held Rabbi Kiva with bench. So there's a din zimun. So he's mechabed Rabbi Kiva to be meitzi them. Chiberech Rabbi Kiva meyein gimul when he takebei ben gimul, so he wasn't meitzi them. Latz meidavke. He made the bracha for himself. The kaim lo name is amnim ala peres. Vacherem amesubim borchu kolechod latzmon fakert. He wasn't meitzi them. According to Ram Gamliel, that holds that one makes you bench on the Shiva Saminim Visvirale the Mizamnim ala Zion Minim, that we see he be Mizamn also Zion Minin. Is Virale the Brocha Tunakois, if Yod's Birchas a Mosin needs a Kois, Im Kain, Yizamnuloi Lom, so it's Tach Meiradik, you'll have Purim each day, three times a day. That means if you have three people bench Zimun, and after the Zimun, they'll drink from the Kais. Now they all drank from the Kais, so Nachamol bench in Zimun. And Nachamol is Meiradik. It's Meiradik. Yeshleima, the Yachali Yeshleim Yishteklam in the Kais shall broche, they won't drink. They won't, so there won't be a Zimun anymore. The time effect of Tais is good, they won't drink. So, Bimkomakim Loisei Hamaborich Shutayim, but the one that will bench, Tzorich Leborich Tamacheres, in Cain Ein Ledov Osoif, the one that's Meborich, and after you drink it, so he'll have to bench over again. So if we see from Taisvis, that Taisvis holds, that even when if you hold Baracha to the Kais, even a Yochid that benches needs a Kais. So Mamela, so he's gonna bench again, the one that was Mazaman has to bench again. He has to bench again, they have another Malab in a Kais. So it's time Mamish Barachas. Adbali die, be Yishloima. So Taisvis says, Heichedaine Shaise Bikvius, Rak Maloy Lugmav, Maider Angamliel. That if you don't drink bekvias rak maloy lugmav meideram gamliel dim lekayim chileser lam gamliel bracha achas mein sholish b'shemokim. That means like this: Ram Gamliel's the pasuk that says bracha bichas amozim says v'chalta v'savota. So you need a sviya of whatever you're eating. According to Ram Gamliel, you drink wine, so you need a pisaza kvias also. You need a kvias on the wine. So you'll only make m'chuyiv and birchas amozin on wine if you have a kvias. If you don't have a kvias, then you don't make birchas amozin. Then you make a brocha achas meyein sholish. So that's the yetzer. Agavuche loyre bossi, so Taisvis, about seems that the, we had the Gemara before. The Gemara says it's not shaycha kviyas on yain. The Gemara says ikave lave sudosai. So then you should bench on yain. So the Gemara says it's not called a kviyas. So lechayre, it seems as a machloikis what the shir kviyas is. According to us, we need a bigger shir. According, where do we see such a machloikis al koponim? About al koponim, we see from Tosfos that there's a kviyas of yain that one benches, according to Rambam Gamliel, that if a person drinks a maloi lugmov, even though it's less than a revius, there's a chiyah brocha achreine, but since it's not a kviyas, it only makes brocha achas mayin sholish.